ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
おはよう赤坂、
ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. Newbie lesson number 4. Joined again back in the studio with Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Depending on where you are.
Yes, good afternoon to some of you. How about a nice good morning?
Ohayou gozaimasu.
And Yoshi-san, finish it off.
Konbanwa.
And maybe we might even want to add in oyasuminasai, which is good night, as in you're going to bed. So now that we covered all that, Chigusa-san, where were we talking about in the previous episode?
Osaka.
Big city. Located in the Kansai area. Yoshi-san, can you tell us something about Osaka?
It's a wild place.
It does have that reputation. Now, for those of you new to JapanesePod101.com, you can find the location set at the beginning of each show on the homepage. Stop by, check out the comments, and in the comments section, there you can find the location. Now, if this lesson is too easy for you, you can come to JapanesePod101.com. We have so many other levels, so many lessons introducing practical Japanese. Okay? But before we get into today's lesson, Chigusa-san, genki desu ka?
Hai, zekkouchou desu. Yoshi-san, genki desu ka?
Hai, genki desu. Peter-san wa?
Zekkouchou desu. Very, very nice. Now what we're going to do is continue on with our Skype conversation. This is the third installment. In today's lesson, Chigusa-san, known in the dialogue as Yamaguchi-san, will be introducing her American friend. So, the American friend will try to speak some Japanese to the professor. Let's see what happens when they communicate. Okay? Here we go.
先生、こちらは学校の友達のジェニーです。はじめまして、ジェニーです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
はじめまして、渡辺です。よろしくお願いします。学生ですか？
すみません。わかりません。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
学生ですか？
はい、そうです。
One more time, please. Slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。先生、こちらは学校の友達のジェニーです。はじめまして、ジェニーです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
はじめまして、渡辺です。よろしくお願いします。学生ですか？
すみません。わかりません。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
学生ですか？
はい、そうです。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
先生。
Professor。
こちらは学校の友達のジェニーです。
This is Jenny, a friend from school.
はじめまして。
How do you do?
ジェニーです。
I'm Jenny.
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me.
はじめまして。
How do you do?
渡辺です。
I'm 渡辺。
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me.
学生ですか？
Are you a student?
すみません。わかりません。
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
もう一度お願いします。
Once again, please.
ゆっくりお願いします。
Slowly, please.
学生ですか?
Are you a student?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right. Chigusa-san, I must say I like Jenny.
Really?
What a voice!
Jenny is very outgoing.
It seems so.
That was my outgoing voice.
I like that voice. You should use that voice all the time.
Okay. Maybe once a month?
No.
A once a month special for Peter.
Yatta! All right. I'm pretty happy now. Thank you very much, Chikusa-san. Let's take a quick look at some of the vocab in this lesson. Yoshi-san, start us off.
こちら.
This direction.
こちら. こちら.
Now, in most cases, when introducing another person, you want to refer to that person with this.
こちら.
The reason you want to use this is it refers to the general direction rather than the person. And it's being a bit more vague, so it comes across as more polite rather than directly referring to the person. So where in English we would say, this is. In Japanese, it would be, in this direction we have. So it's much more polite. Try to avoid, at all costs, directly translating from English and using the Japanese word for this when introducing another person. Kind of taboo. Okay? Okay, next we have?
学校.
School.
学校. 学校.
Next we have?
の.
Of, the possessive particle.
の.
Next?
友達.
Friend.
友達. 友達.
Next?
Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny. Jenny.
Next?
学生.
Student.
学生. 学生.
Next?
分かりません.
Don't understand. I don't understand.
分かりません. 分かりません.
This is actually the non-past negative. In Japanese, there are only two tenses, non-past and past. So this can actually mean, I don't know or I will not know, now or in the future. Next.
もう一度お願いします.
One more time, please. Once again, please.
もう一度お願いします.
Next.
もう.
Break it down.
もう. もう.
Already. Here, this means again. Next.
一度.
One time. The word for one being?
一.
And time being?
度.
Time as in number of times. Next.
ゆっくり.
Slowly.
ゆっくり. ゆっくり.
Okay, now let's go back to our conversation. Let's just take a look at what's going on there. First we have.
先生, こちらは学校の友達のジェニーです.
Okay, let's take a look what's going on in this sentence. First we have.
先生.
Getting the professor's attention, so we start off with teacher, professor, followed by.
こちらは.
In this direction. So we have こちら, which means this direction, and the topic marking particle, wa.
学校の.
Okay. We have the word for school, which is
学校,
and then the possessive particle
の.
So schools, followed by
友達,
friend, school's friend, or friend of school, followed by
の.
Another possessive. So let's just think about it this way. Schools, the possessive S in there, school's friend, then with the second no, school's friends,
ジェニーです.
Jenny. Now, we interpret this to be school's friend, and then we have Jenny. School's friend, Jenny. Friend of school, Jenny. This is. So start from the back. School's friend, Jenny. And then we put in こちら, this is. This direction. So we interpret it into English. This is Jenny, a friend from school. Now, some of you may be familiar with this pattern, where we use no, the possessive, and start out with a macro category and work our way down. For example, when introducing oneself, one will often start with the company. Company followed by no, followed by the name, followed by des. So, Yoshi-san, in the previous lessons, you introduced yourself as Watanabe.
Hi.
Can you give that to us one more time?
Watanabe desu.
Now, we all work for JapanesePod11.com. So, If you were introducing yourself to maybe a complete stranger and you wanted to give them a better bearing or some kind of indication of what you do, where you're coming from, you would say?
Japanese pod の Watanabe です。
Japanese pods, Watanabe. Almost like the companies possessing him. But if you reverse it, Watanabe of JapanesePod101.com, and that's the way one should think of it. Now, Jenny is a friend of school, a friend from school, okay? So we can start out with these macro categories to explain the subject, to explain the person being introduced. And if you're doing a self-introduction, you're explaining about yourself. Okay, next we have asking the question, are you something?
学生ですか?
Are you a student? Okay, first we have the word for student.
学生
Followed by the copula?
です
Remember, this is roughly the equivalent of to be. So, we're interpreting here. The student's friend, Yamaguchi-san's friend, is talking with the professor. Jenny is talking with the professor. So, the professor is asking Jenny directly. So, the inferred you is dropped. And, student, are you? That you is inferred. So, basically, we have, literally, student, are, and the you is inferred. Student, are you? Reverse the order. Are you a student? If you remember in the first lesson, we had, are you Ms. Yamaguchi? Yoshi-san, what was that sentence?
Yamaguchi-san desu ka?
Are you Ms. Yamaguchi? Again, notice no pronoun, just the noun followed by desu ka, to be. And in this case, we're talking about, we're asking a person directly. So you, singular you, is inferred. This is the key here. Are you Ms. Yamaguchi? Are you a student? Chikusa-san, let's ask Yoshi-san, is he a teacher?
Yoshi-san, 先生ですか?
はい、そうです。
Okay, so we're going to ask you a question now. Yoshi-san, let's ask everybody, are they students?
皆さん、学生ですか?
Now, some of you probably answered, はい、そうです。Okay, so lots introduced here. For those of you still working on kana, for example, katakana or hiragana, stop by JapanesePod101.com. We have lots of self-study resources to help you practice. Flashcards, an interactive voice kana chart. Not only do you see the characters, but you can choose from 6 different voices and listen to the sounds. This is really important in picking up the phonetics. In addition, so many more things to bring it all together. Okay, so that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。
先生、こちらは学校の友達のジェニーです。はじめまして、ジェニーです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
はじめまして、渡辺です。よろしくお願いします。学生ですか?
すみません。わかりません。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
学生ですか?
はい、そうです。